The history of Slovenian professional cinematography, it's not so old. It was established after the Second World War. A lot of films in the beginning were made on the canonized Slovenian literature, and they were in a way not, their language was not so much film language, then it was more literary language.
For a long time there was a debate, okay, but what's filmic in Slovenian film? So we needed a long time to come to the point where cinema was considered its own art form.
Slovenia, the guest of honor of the Frankfurt Book Fair, presents itself with a film retrospective in the cinema of the DFF in October. Today, I welcome two special guests to our podcast of the Slovenian Cinematheque and Film Museum. It's director Zenia Laila Kos and film curator Igor Prassel. Hello and thanks for being here.
Hello, thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, thank you.
We record this podcast on October 4, so it's the day after the opening evening in the DFF cinema. I think you arrived in Frankfurt yesterday.
The day before.
It was a perfect ride because we brought with us also some film prints, some material, promotional one, and it's the best way to travel.
And the composer and pianist.
And the musicians as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. today you visited our permanent exhibition, I think. What are your first impressions of our house? What do you think?
When we see such exhibitions, we are a little bit jealous. Even we have our own exhibition space now for 3-4 years. But we have a problem because we don't get enough money to make the content. So we had two exhibitions until now. One was traveling exhibition about Federico Fellini of the century of his birth. And the second was about our great director, Frances Stieglitz. So in this moment, we are closed with exhibition space in Ljubljana. But we have two more exhibitions outside Ljubljana in small town Divača, which was the born city of our great star of silent movie, Itarina. There we have an exhibition about Slovenian film actress and actor and about Itarina. So for us, it's very important to see such exhibitions because we get ideas and so on. So you are very lucky.
For me, just to say that I'm also teaching animation, cinema, history and theory. So just to see the prehistoric, pre-cinema optical toys, this was so great because you have a lot of them. And as we know, Frankfurt was like in the center of the happening, let's say. So as Natasha explained to us, there were a lot of devices that you could get on flea markets days ago. So you could be lucky to have such a big archive of items. Partly we have as well, and we are thinking about to make a permanent exhibition, because I think that for school groups, especially for those kids that are living in digitized era, it's so important for them to understand how everything started and happened. And it's really amazing to see all those devices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are very happy to have this space. About yesterday. Yesterday, a silent film concert opened the retrospective. The first Slovenian full-length silent film was shown in the realm of the Golden Horn, is the international title. Tonight, another silent film will be shown, a film by the German director Ernst Lubitsch, Als ich tot war. Why did you choose these two films to open the retrospective?
The Slovenian, because this is, in fact, only our silent feature film.
Oh, we have two.
We have two, but this one was the first. Yeah. So, and it was made music for it. And so it tells something about our history, about our symbol Triglav, the mountain, which is kind of symbol of Slovenia and Slovenians. And the second one, because Slovenian Cinematheque, I think that in 1994, discovered the only print of Lubitsch Als ich tot war film. And we thought it would be nice that because the music was also made by a Slovenian composer, to show this to the German public.
Yeah, especially because the musicians are with us, so we use the 2 days for them to perform on those great two classics, especially Lubitsch. Probably it's very interesting for your audience here, because it's this part of the, his early German stage, when we have to tell that when it was discovered, this print in Slovenia, then Eno Patalas, one of the most biggest connoisseurs of Lubitsch German period, he was director of the München Munich Film Cinematheque, he restored it. So for the Cinematheque, this was also a very important step, because with this film we exchanged with other cinematheques and we came to the map, and only afterwards we became FIAF members after this discovery that brought the smallest cinematheque in the world at that time to become
the youngest and the smallest.
The youngest and smallest. Now we are not anymore. It's almost will be almost 30 years soon. So, but yeah, that was very important, and discoveries like this probably in our country will not be there anymore, because when time passes, it's more difficult to get.
Find something old new things. Yeah. Yes.
And just to say, this film was in Slovenia because it was we had, like, in the First World War there was the front line, so it was sent there to be projected to the soldiers, and it was found on the rooftop of a old projectionist that was collecting things up in this rooftop, and luckily his widow, I think, that yes. wanted to get rid of the things, she called in at that time the Slovenian Film and Theater Institute, and our colleagues, the late Silvan Furlan, the first director, and Liliana Nedic, the custos of the Film Museum, they discovered it's a Lubitsch, and then slowly, also with the help of the Giornate del Cinema Muto in Pordenone, the Silent Film Festival, it was then immediately restored and showed quite soon after the discovery. So for us this was important, and we are still very proud on this print, so that's why we brought it with us to Frankfurt.
So it's not only a meaningful film for film history, but also for you as an institution.
Yes, of course, because we are quite a young institution. We were before part of Yugoslavia Cinematheque, established, not Yugoslavian Cinematheque, but the whole, the screening hall in Ljubljana was established in 1963. When Yugoslavia went apart, there were some years no cinematheques, no Arachim, nothing, and then we were established in 1996.
Yeah, there are two other important films that were discovered by the Slovenian Cinematheque, and this is Franz Hofer's Des Alters Erste Spuren, and also the Jongleur by Pathé from 1913, and the Hofer's first preserved film, this Alters Erste Spuren. So it was interesting that part of a German cinema history that was thought lost was there in Slovenia. So, yeah.
Coincidence or not?
Mm-hmm. Showing a retrospective of more than a century of Slovenian film is not an easy task. What considerations, what thoughts were there for you at the beginning? So were there certain genres or themes or names you definitely want to present?
In fact, the history of Slovenian professional cinematography, it's not so old. It was established after the Second World War.
46, yeah.
No, in 1985, the first Slovenian feature film was made in 1948. That was on our own land. Till the end of Yugoslavia, we shot only 124 feature films. The problem was that in the beginning, because Slovenian language was very important for our identity, because we didn't have our state and so on. So the language was some base of all culture. So in the beginning, the film was caught in this literary shape, how to say. So a lot of films in the beginning were made on the canonized Slovenian literature, and they were in a way not their language was not so much film language, then it was more literary language. So we
Also, the problem was that the majority of the actors and actresses, they were performing in theater, which it was, it's, and it's still like in Slovenia, theater and literature are the most important cultural things. And so for a long time also there was a debate, okay, but what's filmic in Slovenian film? Like they are performing almost as they are in theater, you know? So we needed a long time to come to the point where cinema was considered as its own art form. Mm-hmm. And then this is, was also our discussion, because on the first thought we say, okay, it's like it's connected to the Frankfurt Buchmesse, we should bring like adaptation on, of literature. And then we kind of discussed a little bit and say, but this is a pity, because maybe there are 2, 3, 4 very good, and all the others they are mediocre or even not so good, and we don't want to come to Frankfurt and present like not good films. And that the idea came, okay, let's try to think about poetry. Maybe you can continue.
Because the poetry is the main theme of our Frankfurt Buchmesse, and we say, so let's say the film like poetry, the language, the poetry language of film. But even then in our program there are films which are made on literature, but they were able to make adaptation which is more closer to film than to literature. So
Yeah, you have already mentioned it. Slovenia is considered a nation of literature and poetry, especially. Maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit more, connections between literature and film in history.
Maybe it was the problem that on the beginning, the people who were responsible to choose the film politics, they were writers. They were not screenwriters, they were not directors, they were not film people educated in a film field, but in a way was that quite normal, because the Slovenian, as I said before, for us language is really, really important, because in our history this was our only identity as Slovenians. But then slowly came to the field people who were maybe not so much educated in film, but this visual language of film was much more closer to them.
We have to mention actually two directors, and one is Boštjan Hladnik and the other one is Matjaž Klopčič. Klopčič was also later professor at the Film Academy, but both of them, Hladnik went to Paris and without any school education, he just started to participate in some shootings of films in Paris. He was a photographer on set, then even like assistant director, while Klopčič was really also like then interested and went to some festivals. And so they absorbed the French New Wave somehow. And that was like the biggest change into thinking and in modernizing the history of Slovenian cinema. The two films that we are presenting here, Dance in the Rain by Boštjan Hladnik from 1961 and Klopčič's On Wings of Paper from 1967 are really masterpieces, and exactly are talking about this, bringing the film language. And
it was kind of a new way of Slovenian film.
Yeah.
In a way.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you chose several films from that decade for your program.
Yes.
Well, actually, like, you know, when you are asked to program a retrospective, the first thing is, okay, how many slots do we have? And we are quite happy because we got quite a lot here. But then it's always like, in a way, a subjective decision. And we are already thinking, okay, who we left out? You know, are there some directors that are important? And they are, but, you know, then... you know, the selection is always a subjective thing, even though we discussed what should be inside. But then there are our preferences as well. So we also we pushed for short films because the tradition of short in Slovenia is
stronger.
So that's why we want to have like short as projected before the features. That's why, for example, then we are very keen on the Cinematheque Legacy, which is like our own collection of avant-garde, experimental and amateur films. So that's why we are bringing a program of short films by Karpo Godina, even though they were not shot in Slovenia, because he was working in Yugoslavia, so either in Serbia or in Vojvodina, Macedonia. But for us, this is important because now we are rediscovering our own history with restoring those forgotten or not so much considered important films. And now, in the year 2023, we are living in a time where, like, we could say that everything film is film. Not there are, there should not be canons about, like, feature film is more important than documentary. Fiction is the first thing, animation is last. But so it's a big task, even for such a small national cinematography, to kind of like dig really deeply and understand what was really important, what was original, what nowadays can be recognized as part of history.
So we found out that this collection of experimental, amateur and so on films are so rich, they were so important, in fact, that we will make a documentary film now about this period of Slovenian cinema.
On October 18 and 21, there will be two special screenings followed by talks. On the second evening, the documentary LGBT Slow 1984 will be shown. Why was it important for you to also talk about the LGBT movement in Slovenia?
This is very interesting to understand that in Slovenia we have the oldest LGBT festival in Europe.
I think film festival,
no? So already, like, in deep socialism, they started with presenting LGBT themed movies. And this one, in particularly this documentary by Boris Petkovic, is important because, like, in the book Messe, there will be presentation of books by LGBT activists. Obrane Mozetić and Suzana Tratnik are also the founders of the LGBT Film Festival in Ljubljana. So it was just a natural connection because they will be here. So they will come also to DFF to present. There will be a moderated talk after the film. Really, I think it's also, this documentary is showing part of the civil rights movement in Slovenia in the 70s, 80s, when, you know.
We were thinking about to make one or two documentaries which are talking about some Slovenian phenomenons. And this one from Boris Petković is about this movement. And the second one from Maja Weiss is talking about the children who were kidnapped during the Second World War from Slovenia. And they were put in the Germany and adopted by German families and so on.
It's a delicate topic.
It's a very delicate topic.
For Germany, especially.
For Germany, it's a delicate topic. So, and we thought it would be nice because a lot of German people are speaking in this documentary and talking about their experience at that time. So it's a movie, a film, a documentary, which I hope be good for to talk about it.
And actually, Snatch from the Source is the title of Maja Weiss film. It will be world premiere here with you.
Yeah. So these two movies are special screenings. They are not
part of the retrospective. Mm-hmm. Did you have an German audience in mind when you curated this program?
Well, we had in mind,
the Cinematheque,
the Cinematheque in Frankfurt, yeah. And the cinephiles. And actually, yes. It's like we are a little bit afraid, in a way, you know, how this will be accepted. We hope people will come and will be interested because it's quite exotic, Slovenian cinematography. It's not so much presented, especially the historic part. But that's exactly why we rethought, and really we went from title to title and we say, okay, is this presentable, you know, outside? Would people understand? Is there something original? And we I think that each program, each film has something special, and it's really on its own, like its own masterpiece and original, because, like, the history of Slovenian cinema is actually the history of different film directors.
Yes.
For a long time, only men. For a long time, only men directors. Now it's
not the ways, not styles, not but directors.
Yeah.
So. We know that we deal with very educated audience here, in a way very, what's the expression for razvajen?
A little bit...
not spoiled,
yeah,
but
spoiled
in
because,
a way
yeah,
spoiled.
Yeah.
In a way spoiled, so it was a hard task.
Mm-hmm. And do you think about showing these film series at home as well?
Good idea. Actually, we have our hall is also the Cinematheque hall is also the hall for the Slovenian Film Archive, where we are regularly presenting Slovenian film history. But in a way, it's not maybe people they don't think it's so important, so the public is not so big. But maybe this is a good idea you're
it's
giving
a good
to
idea,
us.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the idea.
The retrospective Slovenia film, yes. Yeah. Why not?
We also have the Go East Film Festival. So I think there's definitely an interested audience for Slovenian films in Frankfurt and the region. Is there a film in the program that you want to highlight something? Maybe each of you, is there one film you want to personally recommend, something that is very close to your heart?
My heart beats for Farewell Until the Next War by Serbian director Živojin Pavlović. But this was the film made in Slovenia, based on the book from Vitomil Zupan's novel A Minuet for Guitar. And it's about a former partisan, Slovenian partisan, and former German soldier who met after 30 years after the war in Spain. And they are making memories about the Second World War. It's very poetical film. So this is my highlight. What's yours? You always choose a short film.
No, I would choose one director, and his name is Matjaž Ivanišin. So we are featuring his short film tonight, the fourth, before Lubitsch. That's how the summer ended. But then on the 26th of October is very important, Double Bill, his two medium-metrage film, Karpo, Trotter and Playing Man. Matjaž Ivanišin is a new voice and completely original author, because like he's mixing documentary and fiction. He's using a special language. For example, in Karpo, Trotter, which is a homage to Karpo Godina, another very important author that we are presenting his short amatorial films in the program. He wanted to make a documentary about Karpo Godina, who was his professor as well at the Film Academy. And then Karpo said, okay, you can do a documentary about me, but I don't want to be in this picture. So he the task was to present a story of Karpo Godina without showing Karpo's face or even his voice. And what he did, so Matjaž Ivanišin, he went on the same roads in the same region where Karpo Godina in around 1970 was shooting his film. So in a way, it's a reconstruction of a film that Karpo Godina made 50 years ago. And then while watching it, we get to know a lot about Karpo Godina as well, but a lot about Matjaž Ivanišin's mindset as well. So it's really a special director that we will hear much more about him in the future as well, I would say.
And maybe we should highlight the Granny Sexual Life short film from Urška Đukić, which were very awarded in Europe.
Actually, it won the European Film Academy Award for a short film
last year.
Yeah.
So it will introduce the feature film of Matjaž Klopčić on Wings of Paper.
Yeah, actually, here it's important to say with this film, Granny Sexual Life, it's an animated documentary, which I know in Leipzig there is this festival, Doc Leipzig, that started also to explore this form, which now in Slovenia, and especially with animation films, somehow it's really getting attention, and it's topic, it's talking, like with those films, they are talking about important, serious topics. And yeah, maybe animation short film is something that in Slovenia in the last 15-10 years is really developing strong, and we are proud that also, you know, the production of films, it's kind of now they are aware. We have like, of course, fiction, documentary is strong, and then animation became like a third pillar of the national production. So, yeah.
Thank you for your insights into the program. Maybe one last question. Do you think this retrospective can contribute to make a Slovenian film more known, more popular in Germany? Because, of course, many people look on literature at the moment during the book fair. Do you think this can also be used to shed some light on film and film history in Slovenia?
This was our primary aim, so we hope so.
Actually, we are really lucky that we have a Slovenian Cultural and Information Center in Berlin. It's one of the two Slovenian cultural centers in the world. One is in Vienna and one in Berlin. Sasha Šavel-Burkart, she's doing a very good job to help to promote culture in general, but she really likes cinema especially, and I think it's like the presence of Slovenian cinema in different German festivals, it's quite good. But yeah, maybe we should mention that the biggest problem is that still there are budget problems in terms of yearly money for cinema in Slovenia. Also, the Cinematheque is underprivileged in that sense. So we have to fight our fight at home in order to bring cinema closer to theater, closer to literature in terms of also financial support. And hopefully also like the politicians, they would understand that maybe cinema is the medium of this century, and it's a great diplomatic cultural export item as well. So let's hope. And a perspective like this are making it more important also at home, you know. So
when we came to such event as this retrospective is, then we think we are on a good way. So someday some will pay us for that, but okay.
Also, like for us, it's important to promote the authors, and you know, just maybe this is also important to say, like in the world picture, ex-Yugoslav or Slovenian cinema in this case is maybe the last gray spot. It's not so much known. So for us, that means that now it's the time and the moment to present it even more and to make it more available and more known. Hoping that also like restoration and digitization of our cinema history will become a little bit more easier, because this is, we are still fighting also with this, not getting enough financial support and also not having enough people that would be experts in this field. So, but for sure, this is something also for the Cinematheque to fight in the near future.
We're looking forward to see more of Slovenian films in Frankfurt. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. How long will you stay in Frankfurt?
We're leaving tomorrow. And we would like to thank to the Deutsche Film Institute and Museum for hosting us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This was my conversation with director Zhenja Lajla Kos and film curator Igor Prassel from the Slovenian Cinematheque and Film Museum. The retrospective with 14 feature films and 18 short films can be seen in the DFF cinema until October 29, 2023. It accompanies the Frankfurt Book Fair, where Slovenia presents itself as guest of honor. For more info, visit our website www.dff.film. Thanks for listening.